Soku izika disenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Sangana kweze kuseni mthwakazi ngolwesibili mhlaka 4 kusibandlela 2022 igama ngontungameli Nkomo ezihamba phambili kulabe Zimbabwe abane abesonto ya Apostolic Faith Mission of Africa ababhubhele engozini yokubhewuka kwebhasi kwele South Africa izolo. Ibandla leMDC Alliance lithi ukubotshwa ngobunengi kwabeZimbabwe abafohla besiya kwele South Africa bengela maphepha kuveza sobala ukwehluleka kukahulumende weZANU-PF. Kodwa iZANU-PF ithi okudiliza umnotho weZimbabwe izijeziso zenotho lelibandla elithi zacelwa iMDC emazweni afana leMelika. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Kubhubhe izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezine eLimpopo kwele South Africa izolo ngemva kokubhewuka kwebhasi ebithwele abesonto ye-Apostolic Faith Mission of Africa. Amapolisa athi libhasi ibivela eZimbabwe isiya eGauteng. Abalimeleyo babikwa bengamachumi amahlanu lambili 52 njalo bagijinyiselwe ezibhedlela ezitshiyeneyo ePolokwane. Ibhasi le ngeyenkampani ye-Regional Premium Class Luxury Coaches. Amapolisa athi umtshayeli ubegijima okwedlulise amalawulo. Athi libhasi imphunyukile ezandleni iyaphuma emgwaqweni yatshayelela kupholu yamagetsi yasibhewuka. Akukazakali ukuthi kahle kahle libhasi ibisuka kuyiphi indawo eZimbabwe. Ibandla leMDC Alliance selisole uhulumende weZANU-PF phezu kokubotshwa kwezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezifohla emngceleni weBed Bridge ngaphandle komthetho zisiyadinga imisebenzi kwele South Africa. Isikhulumeli saleli bandla unkosazana Fadzai Mahere eloba enkundleni yeTwitter izolo uthe abantu abanengi bafuqwa indlala kanye lokubhidlika komnotho okubangelwa yikwehluleka kukahulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. Umphathi ntambo wendaba zasekhaya kwele South Africa umnumzana Aaron Motsoaledi wazise ngesonto ukuthi sebefake ama road blocks amanengi emgwaqweni osuka eBed Bridge usiya eJohannesburg lapho athi kubotshwa khona abeZimbabwe abangela maphepha abedlula ikhulu ngosuku. Ugatsha lweMDC Alliance kwele South Africa lona lwethule umbiko lusola kakhulu amasotsha eZimbabwe lusithi ahlukuluza labo abayabe bebotshiwe kwele South Africa baphindiselwa ekhaya. Luthi lokhu kuveza ububi bombuso weZANU-PF. Sixoxele sikhulumeli seMDC Alliance kobulawayo umnumzana Sithanchirodza.
Kutshengisa ukuthi ilizwe lethu selihlupheka. Abantu belizwe lethu sebehlupheka kakhulu ukuthi amasotsha yiwo asebamba inkunzi. So kuhle kutshengisa ukuthi ilizwe lethu lifile and khonoko kwenziwa nguye uMnangagwa ngoba nguye ophethe intambo ezibona ngezombuso kwelethu eZimbabwe. Kwako kwaba lesikhathi lapho abantu beZANU-PF bazama ukuthi bechothoza abeSouth Africa. Omgcini isihlalo we-ANC uGwede Mentashe wathi hhayi ukuhlupheka kwabantu eZimbabwe thina singaza ke sikhangele ku social media sibone estrateni eSouth Africa wakhuluma ibala elithi destitution sithi abantu beZimbabwe sebehlupheka kakhulu vele sebeyiphepheli khonale eSouth Africa uzananzela futhi umfowethu ukuthi kudala sasiziqhenya ukuthi ngesikhisimo sikubuye omchifana kade sivele ngabe ebuya asela themba ukuthi bengabe ebuye besiphatheli into ezimnandi ngoba la khona ngale bayahlupheka imisebenzi yangkhona isimlutshwane khona ngale eSouth Africa imisebenzi le so labo xenophobia ngokuthi amathuba semalutshwane khona ngale and khona kubangelwa ngumbusazwe okhona beZimbabwe umbusazwe onalo ukuthi uhulumende uyafaka okungamabond note esenzela ukuthi abantu bakahulumende babe yiba bayathatha amayusa imali engcono eyaphandle kwelizwe betshiyele ozulu ongamabond note vele ongasebenziyo okuthi namhla kuyabe kuyidola kusasa vele kuyabe kuyi 50 cents imali yangkhona ayilasisindo and khonokho ikuletha ubuyanga kwelethu lapha eZimbabwe
Abanye babikwa befohla nje ngenxa yokuthi ama-passport ayadula kanti njalo katholakali kalula elizweni lithini ngalokho
Hayi indaba yama-passport vele kudlalwa ngathi laphana singathi ukuthi vele basidlala utap-tap vele basibona ukuthi singabantu basithatha njengebhora vele i-$360 abayitsho yona leyo umholo ogcweleyo kwabantu abaningi khonapha eZimbabwe ukuthi abantu abaningi abayikwanisi leyo mali yikho phela uhulumende wethu behlekwa omunye umfana weZambia uJoseph Kalimbo esithi eZambia i-passport i-$20 kanti eZimbabwe i-passport ngelunge njani ukuthi singaze i-charge $360 imali eningi soyana njalo kathi sebesithi bona imali leyo imele ifakwe ku-CBZ ibhenki eziyayisaziwa vele ukuthi isebenza lezanu PF njalo kwaba leyinye i-20 USA emele ibhenki abantu babuza ukuthi kanti i-20 USA leyo emele ifakwe ku-CBZ ngeyani so abantu abaningi bacabangela ukuthi hhayi vele udlala ngathi lapha sidila labogulova ucabanga ukuthi uhulumende wethu ngowamasela abawubiza ngesikhuthi kleptocratic government uhulumende otyontshela uzulu yikho nje okusenzakala khonapho yikho sokubangela ukuthi abantu bedliwe zingwenya kungulukudela abantu bakithi sebehlupheke kakhulu abanye babesithi mhlawumbe njengoba sokulomnankagwa umgabe sowafa wadliwa umuhle umgabe kwesinye isikhathi abantu bengaphumula kodwa hhayi akunakuphumula kuleli
Umnumzana Sidanchi Rodza isikhulumeli seMDC Alliance kobulawayo. Sixoxe njalo lelunga lezanu PF umnumzana Joseph Chuma othi izijeziso zenotho athi zalethwa iMDC Alliance yizo ezibangela ukudilika komnotho okwenza izizalwane zeZimbabwe zibalekele kwele South Africa zingela maphepha.
Izinto azilunganga eZimbabwe not because of SANUPF but because of the opposition eyabe lokhu ihamba isiyacela ama sanctions eyabe lokhu imake sure ukubona things are not working here and the country is not governable ngoba they know that the moment they allow us to do things that we want to do for Zimbabwe bona they'll be rendered useless and irrelevant and therefore their handlers will stop funding them so bona they are doing the politics of survival they want to survive at the expense of people last year ama policies bona they come in and throw spanners into the wheels of what we are trying to do and believe me you issue ama sanctions it's a real issue you can check it independently from independent companies that have nothing to do with government or SANU PF even who have failed to perform because of sanctions a lot of money is being held in America because they simply came from businesses from Zimbabwe so all those things are not enablers at all to put the economic situation in Zimbabwe right
Kodwa omunye babachuma engathi udaba lwezijeziso sabona ngesikhathi uMongameli Mnangagwa engena embusweni wathi yena uhulumende sesifikile isikhathi sokuthi achiyane loku usola izijeziso esidizo ezibulala umnotho sokuyisikhathi sokuthi uhulumende alungisise umnotho aqede inkohlakalo lokunye ungathini ngalokho
uhulumende ethusha ngomongameli wayo ubaba uMnangagwa wakhuluma ngokono kusinto na asisebenzeni siyaphambili kodwa ekusebenzeni siyaphambili ungakhangela izinto eziningi ziyaphoyina sokuthi na izinto sezihamba zilungiseka siba ngcono ngoba i-economy ukuthi ivuke isebenze kuhle ifuna ama-enablers ayo and that is ukutholakala kwamanzi ukutholakala kukagetsi njalo i-infrastructural development enjengama-roads i-rail and stuff like that yiko ukuthi na umkonomi uvuke lamaindastri now ungakhangela uhulumende okaba uMnangagwa ubhizi ngakhonokho for example lapha koBulawayo very soon indaba yamanzi iyabisiyi-thing of the past ngoba igwayishangane dam leyana isi-over 75% in terms of completion, which means why you are very pale as a seller supplement, or which the industry thing has been there. Can you not expansion in Zagala Ewangale, Lasekali Bangali? Very soon, I'm a kid, seller, or what was an actor as a seller, a man, a single out and seller, Omakilo and Nibetu, Mozambique, Zambia, who believe in the South Africa, Cecilia, enough electricity, a Funagara Labour in Zimbabwe. Oh, we need to put a Funagara, who my industry, Gala, who do not have seven, they will say, finally. Also, can you not put it to Imiquanco? Can you not? Ukulumendo ubhizi ulungisa imigwaqo shukele emabhoda eBybridge shukele Plumtree le kanti sisebe kufuna ukungena iBybridge Victoria Falls Road as well so konke lokwana izinto ezizayenza ubana industry ikwanise ukusebenza ngendlela engcono njalo esebenzekayo esingathi ngama cost effective measures so konke lokwana ngama pointers okuthi atshengiswane uhulumende lo ngahlalanga despite izijeziso lezi zama sanctions so konke lokhu yikho ukuthi enzethu uhulumende kamelelanga ukukhala ngama sanctions but uyenza something towards ubana kube lobuneno in terms of economical resuscitation
ithi njalo i-MDC Alliance okunye okwenza abantu bafohle besiya eSouth Africa bengela ma-passport ikuthi wona ama-passport ayadula ethi edula enjalo katholakali futhi elizweni
Well, in the way of passport, in the way of local channel, you know, it's because it's the And you can put it up on Gerago in the way and the MSX is again over. I'm a paper, I look at my passport now. I'm very much on a lawana, I'm a fool, Sherana lad.
Umnumzana Joseph Chuma, Oebansa, Lesano PF. Abahlali bakoBulawayo bathi uhulumende kumele avumele amakhombi esebenze ngoba izubko eyiyo yodwa evunyelwa ukuthwala uZulu isehluleka lumsebenzi. Sixoxele siphathamandla seBulawayo Progressive Residents Association umnumzana Ambrose Sibindi.
Indaba le yokuthi kusebenza ikhampani yethu esithi monopoly ngesikhiwa sibona ngathi kuluhlupho uhulumende kavula izandla avumele ukuthi kube labadlali abaningi kulapho ezokuthwala kwabantu ezimoto ngezimoto le ikhampani esisaziyo ezisemthethweni ezaregistra ezazithwala kuhle abantu silabo Jehova Mbayiwa silabo Bukta silabo City Transit zenezo ikhampani azivunyelwe ngoba khathe siloku khona khathe sokusezisa abantu uzokuphe siyehlekana sebegada ezezimoto ezingaqedali ukuthiwa yimchikachika ama-wonder feeder abantu bayatshontshela impahla abanye bahamba besiya rich abanye bayakidnatcha so khona ukukhozwa kuhulumende ukuthi wenza ama-decisions akhanya ngathi aklayela angasoze aphathe abantu kule soke i-service leyo sibona ngathi la iyasikhathaza bese kusiba le service futhi esiyinanzelelwe nyaba bengathi i-service ebinganhle le ZEC ukuthi i-ZEC isiyananzelela kathi sakulo mkhankaso wokuthi abantu bahambe babhalise benelise ukuthi labo babe khona ku-voters roll kodwa-ke sinanzelela ama-ofisi e-ZEC lapho ahlezi khona ngale Windsor Park efamona ngale khatshana labantu so i-service eyinye izakhamizi ezikhona ngayo ukuthi come 2022 khona okwakulungisiswe uZEC abe le ndlela yokuthi ama-ofisi awalethe ebantwini ikakhulu ngapha emalokishini kuma-high density alethe ama-ofisi kwenzeta abantu benxa berejise bahambe mangemide khona khona ukwenza abantu futhi ukuthi bekine bese sihluleke ukuthi bahambe bayefinyela khona ngale parekhi ngoba imali yabo mide. So ke so ikhonoko in terms of service delivery akulungisiswe kungasikhathazi bese sikhangela futhi lezithupheni laphana kubi iservice yanikwanje ezithupheni iyahlupha abantu batshona belilele khona phansi belale busuku. So kula bantu abahlala khona phana ababhadalisa abantu imali ukuthi umuntu ezenelisa ukuthi athole ichance elayini abesithatha isithuba kwenze sokwabhadala imali phandle laphana khona ngale kubele ukugaba futhi okufana nabantu bebabhadalisa izimali. So sithina indaba le ezithupheni yakomsithe ilungisiswa uhulumente kabe lama-centers amaningi abantu bengaliphalisi bangokulayina kube le ndlela enhle esebenzisa abantwana abafuna izithuba bazithole.
Umnumzana Ambrose Sibindi ngowenhlanganiso yeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association. Uhulumende yena uthi wavala amakhombi ngoba owindi babehlukuluza uZulu. Sele kubonile na ukusemaphephandabeni. INews Day ithi sokuqhamuke ukujikelana aqatha phakathi kwele South Africa lele Zimbabwe phezu kwezizalwane zakuleli eziya kwele South Africa zingela maphepha. I-Chronicle ithi amapolisa aseqinise imizamo yawo yokwenqabela ukungena lokuphuma kwabantu ngaphandle komthetho emngceleni we-Bade Bridge. Isayithi ithi izakhamisi zeBinga sezicele uhulumende ukuthi alungisise udubo lokusilela kwamanzi lamagetsi kulumango. Sokuyisikhathi sembiko yenu.
Studio 7, balaleli, basakazi, labo bonke nje abathanda ukulalela uhlelo Studio 7. Kake ngiqondise lapha lamazwi lami. Studio 7 ngomunye wabalalelayo kakhulu, ngomunye nje wabaphendulayo, ngomunye wabafaka imbono, nje walingiswa nje faka. Nxa nilalela Studio 7 ngizwa abantu abaningi kakhulu abakhuluma kuStudio 7. Abantu abaphandle kwelizwe, abaseSouth Africa, Botswana, South Africa, Botswana phosa kakhulu abantu embezwayo kakhulu abasegoli baningi kakhulu. Kodwa ke engunanzelayo ezilongo belikhuluma likhona ngapho, angimazi elimkhulumela ukuthi akwenze okwinto khonokhu ngapha ukuthi ngubani. Umuntu wonke ofisa ukuthi into yenzakale, sukani khona ngapho ngesikhathi saleyo nto. I-election ke isiyonto ukuthi ivota one week. Ukuvota into ye-2 day, into ye-1 day. 1 day kumbela nxa ku-extendile mbijana 2 days. Lizokwenza ngezandla zenu ngoba liyasola amakompleni enu maningi ayezwakala, kodwa kanti likompleni ukuthi kwenziwe ngobani phela khonapha? Ngoba thina ngemva kweminyaka yonke le ngu-41 sesehlulekile ukuthi sikwenze khonokho thina elikukhulumayo lina. Ake libuye nini ngobuningi benu ngirejiste mhlana sisukelane eboreni impimbisi limpr sisukelane lani liphakathi kwethu siboneni umehluko oza kuba khona njengoba complaina kangaka. Ngoba madoda liyakhuluma umathanda khona umathanda lisola abantu bavoti kuhle njani njani abantu basapoti ukuthi abanye abathi sifuna umqondisi MRP, abanye abathi sifuna ichamisa MDC Alliance, abanye abathi sifuna unkomo zaphu, abanye abathi sifuna ubani zanu PF. Kambe libane kangaka liwone ngani lonke ukucomplaina kwenu kugcwala kuphi? Kalani zambi ukuthi yenzani eyabambanayo yabambanayo ayenza waphuma lokhu ababekufuna. Lathi asenzeni njalo.
Studio 7, ngivuka njani? Ngamile inkomo ne-cabinet yakho. Thina ngapha eMzansi siyavuka ngomzingelo okhulumayo. Ngibingelele nje wonke umuntu ozimbandakanye ne-Studio 7. Mina kufishane engifisa nje ukuthi ngudlulise ngento eqhubekayo eZimbabwe. I-government yeZimbabwe akunamisebenzi eyilethela abantu baseZimbabwe, especially i-youth. I-youth the most kayisebenzi, mara i-government yeZimbabwe ithi yona umuntu uma sena 50 years, if I'm not mistaken, umuntu ona 50 years makaye ku-pension, but tungati ya pega kui government. The most abantaba ku government for more than 50 years. Aba phone wonu kuti batetele, aba sebacha, ukuthi babuye ba take over, ngani ngoba bona sebekhulile. But aba phone kuti batetele abacha ba take over, baqhubeke ngomsebenzi. Why? Befuna ukuthi abanye bona bathathe ipension bese bekuma 50 years bona bengafuna ukuthatha ipension beku 50 years. And owesibili, le ndaba yokuthi sizofundiselwa ngamateacher asemashonaland, emathebeleland. Lento isiphatha kabi singumthwakazi asifuni. Asifuni kufanele nje ukuthi i-government ifakeliso elibanzi le ndaba ngani ngoba isiphatha kabi kakhulu kakhulu ukuthi sizofundiselwa ngamashona bezosifundisela abantu bethu ngapha ekubeni kanti bona le kubo kanti thina awaitha amathisha akawayi ukuyofundisa le mashona lendi kwenziwa yini. Sinabo abantu abangamathisha abaqualified for ukuthi bangaba ngamathisha bahleli phansi kabasebenzi amashona yiwona agcwele yonke indawo yemathebeleleni yibona abagcwele ezibhedlela bangamanensi yibona abagcwele emapolice station bangamaphoyisa nasemabhoda yibona futhi abagcwele khona futhi amashona yenziwa yini leyo nto leyo. Hayi igovernment yeZimbabwe akizami ukuthi ibheke lezi zinto ngelinyiso mani. Abasemashonaland mabasebenze emashonaland babhekane nohlupho lwemashonaland then emathebeleleni nayibhekane nohlupho lwasemathebeleleni. Please siyacela hulumeni waseZimbabwe siyacela futhi thina nje siyimthwakazi asisazifuni nje singaphansi kweZimbabwe. Ngiyabonga.
Njani lonke ku Studio 7 mina ngumampala ohlala eLobengula. Hayi thina siyaphila sifuna ukuhlupheka kuphela lapha ezini kodwa sifone ngani sokuphelile umqondisi sekuqedile ngoba thina sesithi phambili lo mthwakazi asisekho ezini sesikumthwakazi. So siyacela ukuthi wonke umuntu osemathebeleleni ebekwazi ukuthi sephumile eZimbabwe sekumthwakazi asikeni sithiye iZimbabwe lathi simele lethu ilizwe elakomthwakazi. Ngiyabonga.
Ngamini inkomo kengilonke bestudio 7 siyalungelela hloko ngilonke bantu bakithi. Bantu bakithi uhulumende noma ngwezani anxa yenza kahle angeke silisole kodwa into eyenzakalayo kathe sizigcwele amaganga nanku sokuvela imikhuba eminye engahambi kahle yena uthula ukuthi ezwiwe loku ekhangela ama-quarantine lawo ukuthi kufanele kuhlala abantu bebhadale engala mali kungenjani. Kufanele bantu bavuselela izindawo kuthi kuyele kuyena la ndawo kaSmith izimbogo yayisapota amazwe amaningi ukwayila ngokudla kathe sizise desert. Sekwe uswa i desert pela kota ke eneke sekhala ukuthi abantu bangisola. Ha basoli senzo. Senzo bese yasola nge sisekele. Fanele liyekele beyekele ukuchaqala zama plus bagcwalifikile. Fanele beyenza ama ngangcono bebumba ama lokuze. Ama cooperative uze njalo la ama cooperative vele umgadi wawo wabona ukuthi ahamba njani. Hayi kono ukuthi bechaqala zonke into sebebona yonke isibeni. Yabo ngoba bona badla kahle. Basiya khuphela emhlabeni manje. Cela kakhulu ukudunga ngenkomo likulokuze lokuthi bathe manxa sikhuluma sola isizwe. Ngafuna ukuphendula kuze uvele vuma sokungakafuni kahle ufule enye into esiyibonayo lapha.
Salibonani basakazi baka Studio 7 libingelela bonke bontungameli inkomo labo Christiane labo Sithandekile labo bonke engingabaqambanga libingelela labo bonke abalaleli. Mina engikhulumayo ngingumlungisi Khumalo ngihlala endaweni ePlumtree ePlumtree Town. Ngikhuluma ngalaba abantu laba bathi bona balandela imphakathi asekeleni ukudlephana sodwa sisizwe esemandebeleni abemthwakazi balwa lamanye amaphathi angayisiyo izano yabezwa bethi ye izaphu yenze lokhu ye uthamisa uyenze lokhu uyenze lokhu. Thina into esifunayo eqakathekileyo ukuthula elizweni ngoba ilizwe libusa izidlova ngababulali ayikhona ukudlephana sodwa ngobana le into yokuthi kuqunye ilizwe vele livele lilincane so angeze kwayenzakala angeze kwenzakala. Sibili ngiyabonga abasakazi.
Labo bekungabalaleli beStudio 7 abasithumele imbiko yabo ngeWhatsApp. Lawe mlaleli uyenelisa ukusithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo ezithi 001 202 465 0318. singe nekwezivela kwamanye amazwe. I-Voice of America ithi umongameli weleBotswana uMnumzana Mokoesi Masisi ubanjwe umkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Umsakazo munye uthi njalo umlilo otshise ingxenye yephalamende yakwele South Africa ngesonto ulumathile futhi izolo watshisa isakhiwo lesikabansi. Singene kudaba lweMelika. Ukukhithika konqwaqwane olunengi esigodlweni saleli lizwe iWashington DC kubangele ukuvalwa kwamahofisi kahulumende, amankampani kanye lezikolo izolo. I-helicopter kamongameli Joe Biden layo yehlulekile ukuphapha imsusa e-Andrews Air Force Base wagcina ehamba ngemota esiya esigodlweni sakhe e-White House ngokubika kwe-Associated Press. Iqwaleli likhithike lagcwala phansi okwakuqala lonyaka e-DC, e-Maryland lase-Virginia. Libikwa libangele ingozi zomgwaqo ezinengi ngoba bebuthelela. Ezinye ingwendo zendizamtshina lazo zibikwa zisuliwe. Sixoxele sizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala eWashington DC, uNkosazana Sikhululekile Bhoboza Sibanda.
Thina sibona ingqwaqwane iwile lapha kakhulu, iqale ekuseni ngabo 3 AM, hayi yawa kakhulu, kwavalwa kunje lathi besingayanga emsebenzini ngendaba yokuthi bekufanele ukuthi sihambise abantwana ezikolweni besiyathatha ama COVID kit ukuthi betestwe, njengalokhu abantwana bafanele ukuthi bathi mabebuyela ezikolo bonke bebetestiwe. So kade fanele ukuthi siyelayinela amakhiti akhona okutesta i-COVID-19. So izikolo zivuke namuhla zifona ekuseni sokuthiwa yonke into isivaliwe, akusahanjwa ezikolweni, sesizazama njalo kusasa. Ayiwile sibi lapha eWashington DC, abaningi abayanga emsebenzini, njalo labantwana kade befanele bebuye behambe ezikoleni besiyalanda yona amakhiti abo la ukutesta abasahamba. Into eyisimanga Nkomo ikuthi izolo bekuchisa, abantu behamba phandle bengafakanga ngisho amajesi, bekuchisa kuyi 65 degrees. Thina sithone siphandle kuchisa, kodwa namuhla sokuvuka sokuyisiqhwa phandle, akusaphumeki. Hayi kunzima i-weather yakhona le, hayi yiko mina mbona engani yiko egulisa ngayo abantu, ngoba kusasa kuyavuka kungokunye kusisa sokungokunye, ngoba from 65 to 25 degrees, hayi kunzima lokho.
Bakhona abanye kwezinye indawo abathi bacitshelwe ngamagetsi, lapho elikhona kunjani?
Hayi thina lapho sikhona lapha, hayi sibe silenhlanhla, hayi akula magetsi awileyo. Lasemsebenzini wami lapho engisebenzela khona, hayi bonke balawa amagetsi, sibe lenhlanhla nje khona lokho. Lapha awekhona laba abathi abala magetsi ngani awiswe yizihlahla eziqhamukileyo, ngoba bekulomoya le-snow laso mazihlala phezu kwezihlahla zisindwa, ngoba siwe kakhulu, yikho izihlahla zithe mazisiwa zawisa ke amapali amagetsi.
UNkosazana Sikhululekile Bhoboza Sibanda isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala eWashington DC khonapha eMelika. Siziphethe ngebezihamba phambili. kulabe Zimbabwe abane abesonto ya Apostolic Faith Mission of Africa ababhubhele engozini yokubhewuka kwebhasi kwele South Africa izolo. Ibandla le MDC Alliance lithi ukubotshwa ngobunengi kwabe Zimbabwe abafohla besiyadinga imisebenzi kwele South Africa bengela maphepha kuveza sobala ukwehluleka kukahulumende weZANU PF. Kodwa iZANU PF ithi ukudiliza umnotho izijeziso lelibandla elithi zacelwa yiMDC emazweni afana leMelika. Kwanele Mthwakazi, likhumbule zikhona ezakusihlwa ngo-7:30 na. Asibeni sonke kweze kuseni njalo kusasa ngo-6:30. Yimi uNtungamile Nkomo.